in is Mike Modano's former boss, the former owner of the Dallas Stars, former owner of the Texas Rangers. It's Dallas millionaire Tom Hicks. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Good morning. Hook 'em horns.
Yes. Hook 'em horns. Well, we wanted to get you on to talk about several issues, including the retirement of Mike Modano. Just any memories you'd like to share?
Well, to be quite honest, I was so disinterested in my years in owning the Dallas Stars that I didn't quite find out who Mike Modano was until I opened the paper this morning.
That's impossible.
But he seems like he was a pretty good player for us back in the day, according to the paper this morning.
Yes, he was.
So I'm thinking about buying Mike Modano and making him come over every day and rub unicorn tears on my gold-plated taint.
What?
That's just kind of a thank you. A little golden parachute for him, still be on the payroll.
I don't know why he would want to do that.
I just heard some music on the ticket just a moment ago. What band was that? Country artist?
Yeah, the Bird Dogs.
Are they available for birthday parties?
Sure, for you, Mr. Hicks, absolutely.
Well, I'd like to hire them for my nephew's birthday party. They'll be sharing the stage with the reunited Beatles and Van Halen.
Wow. Yeah, we'll play that gig.
You spare no expense.
You bet.
Somewhat bittersweet to watch the Rangers win the division again. Mm-hmm. Part of me wishes I hadn't sold the team, but the other part of me is just glad I'm not running a Major League Baseball franchise into the ground and going bankrupt at the same time, so I'm going to have to balance that out.
Yeah.
I do miss owning the Rangers, just the experience of it, the ballpark hot dogs, the crack of the bat, the taking of Ron Washington to the bridge every night.
Don't do it.
The finding him roasting a pigeon in the dugout, or pushing a shopping cart to the outfield on off days.
Golly, incredible.
I do miss it so.
I bet you do.
And so I've had to comfort myself by collecting odd things.
Oh, really?
Oh, you're still collecting odd things.
Yes. Well, you are so wealthy that you're looking for places to spend your extreme wealth. So what have you added to your odd collection?
Oh, nothing too odd this time. I've pretty much gone a little more mainstream than I used to in my collecting. I have Amy Winehouse on display in my living room.
Oh, my God.
Golly. That is morbid.
I have the mounted head of Osama bin Laden in my den.
How did you get that?
Well, I had my crew fish his body out of a watery grave.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I found out he was dead, I sent my crew over there.
Wow. Well, that's power.
Man, you got a lot of money.
Yeah, just a little reminder of 9/11. Every time I look up at Osama bin Laden's mounted head on my den wall, I remember Osama bin Laden.
Well, yeah, how could you not?
Sure. A little memory device.
Sure.
I can see how that reminds you of him.
Well, I'm up against it here, so I'll
go
ahead.
Yeah, we got Mike Modano coming up.
You don't have any HSOs?
You guys have Mike Modano coming up, and if you want, I'll just hang on the phone here, and I'll ask him some questions.
Okay.
Do you have any HSOs on your Longhorns and all the mess down at the Big 12?
Oh, no, some people are offended by the existence of the Longhorn Network. Mm-hmm. A lot of complaints about that. People thinking that Texas considers himself above everyone, but we don't care. In response to those people, we're starting the double Longhorn Network.
What would that be?
At my behest. It's just twice as much Longhorn Network as before.
Okay.
Good morning.
Okay. Good morning. Bye, Mr. Hicks. That's allegedly Tom Hicks with us here on The Ticket.